Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. A long meeting last night, you're saying, huh?
Yes, quite. But we had a lot of must-do-something with, so we didn't really have a choice, statutorily speaking.
Okay. All right. Give us some of the highlights.
Okay. Well, we started with the final subdivision. We'd heard the preliminary at the last meeting. That was on 137 Doubling Road, and that was it was effectively found not to be a subdivision or re-subdivision that was approved. And then we had 239 Greenwich Avenue, the old Rogers, and where Betteridge is now. Just dated myself there. So they had looked to do a rooftop terrace area for the residential tenants. It was approved. However, there was a lot of discussion about a pergola that they had that would be very, that would be visible from the street. So it was approved minus that pergola. Then we had 18 Armstrong Lane. We've heard this several times over the last couple of months for a final coastal site plan and the accompanying site plans for the single family dwelling. Sorry, the subdivision with the development plans that was approved. All three of those. Then we had the first public hearing for the open space plan that was approved as an amendment to the 2019 Plan of Conservation and Development, and that was approved with some modifications that Pat Sesto from Conservation will be working on. That'll go back to the Board of Selectmen because it has revisions, and then it will go to the December RTM as the plan there. Then we had 31 Vista Drive. That was a final coastal site plan. That was approved. Then Greenwich Hospital, and there was obviously a lot of discussion there. Mostly the focus was on the rezoning, and that was closed, and there was no action taken on that. That was for the rezoning and, of course, the site plan for the Smilow Cancer Center. Interestingly, there was a lot of discussion about what exactly it was and was not. So from a zoning standpoint, so it's not part of the hospital. It is a clinic or something that's, you know, hospital is defined as 24-hour care, et cetera. So there's differentiations made there. We did not hear the Girls and Boys Club or Eagle Hill and 240 Greenwich Avenue or affordable housing project was withdrawn. So we didn't hear any of those. So that led us to 151 Hamilton Avenue for a change to a historic overlay that was left open. So discussion needed there. New Country Realty, which is a 241 West Putnam Avenue, that's a Porsche dealership. They were looking to do a new service space area and close some of their service space there and do some stacking units in the back, and that was left open. And as was the preliminary resubdivision at 329 Palmer Hill Road, that's kind of on the corner there with Sheep Hill, that was left open. And finally, the discussion item at 1205 East Putnam Avenue, that's for a potential Shake Shack that's currently a single-family dwelling next to McDonald's near Exit 5. And that rounded out the meeting.
Okay. What was there a lot of public discussion on the POCD? Or the open space plan?
No, interestingly, but we were thrilled to have Peter Berg, who is the chair of the Land Use Committee of the RTM. So he came and mentioned that that Pat Sesto had given a presentation to them, and the plan was very well received. Does talk about fee in lieu, meaning that instead of giving open space as part of the subdivision, you could give a fee instead, something to be explored in the plan. The plan identifies properties and ranks them so that when one might become available, the town's more ready to go and more apt to see the value of that piece of land from an open space standpoint. And the commission said that's great, but they also, because it is an amendment to the plan of conservation development, wanted to see it list some guidelines so that it could be used for municipal improvement decisions and the like. So we've kind of, those are some of the adjustments that we've made.
Okay. Any idea when you're going to hear about the Greenwich Plaza plan on Railroad Avenue?
No, I don't believe we've actually received that application yet.
Okay. All right. And next meeting, when is that, and what's on the agenda?
The next meeting will be on November 10th, and we'll have some of the carryovers that we didn't hear at this meeting, such as the Girls and Boys Club, and I think we'll be hearing One American Lane again pretty soon. That's the pre-application for the development up on the top part of the town there. So we'll I would likely decide, I think, the hospital at that meeting also.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that. All right, fantastic. So you had some things taken off, or else it would have been even longer than it was, right, Katie?
Oh, I don't even know how that would have been possible.
how many hours was it, did you say?
Well, we started at 4, and I think it was about midnight. Was it midnight?
Oh, boy. But you had a break. Okay.
Right. Yes, well, we did take our one break. Yes, it was about 12:15 when it ended, so that was quite a marathon.
All right, well, keep the laptop plugged in. And
right.
Appreciate your time, Lee. Katie, have yourself a good day. We'll talk again after the next meeting.
Wonderful. Thanks. You too, Tony. Bye-bye.